Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. As we say in the Seattle area, when it's raining, it's always liquid sunshine to us. And it's interesting because just as I spoke, the entire studio lit up with beautiful angelic light, and it must be because of my guests here today. I'll tell you about them in just a minute, but they're here in person. The purpose of Out of This World Radio is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better and happier place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular shows in the Seattle area and the fastest-growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 160,000 listeners in over 70 countries. We have a wonderful show today with Josh and Adam Biggleson, the sons of Dr. Biggleson, and I'll tell you about their efforts in a few minutes, and Michiko Hayashi, who flew all the way from Tokyo, Japan to be here today. Michiko, why don't you say a few words to say hi to the audience?
Well, hi, everyone. I'm here again, back in Seattle.
And you're with the Emoto Peace Project.
Right.
And you were Dr. Emoto's assistant for about 10 years.
10 years and a half until he passed away.
Okay,
yes.
Great. And then Josh and Adam, I always like to call you gentlemen the Blood Brothers. Could you tell us in 25 words or less what kind of work do you do and your dad?
25 words or less. That's a good question. Can you do that?
Nope.
We teach our father's work, which is an old form of German microscopy. And basically what we do is we see holograms in the blood. And those holograms represent dysbiosis, or what the body is really concerned about. Mm-hmm. We've had clinics open over years, and ideally what happens is we see things in the blood, we address them, and if things are addressed correctly, those holograms start to dissipate in the blood, which lets us know that we got to the root of the cause therapeutically.
I have to tell you, I had a gentleman named Sidney Kirkpatrick on a week ago. Wonderful man. I really like him. He's coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference, and all three of you will also be here at my Galactic Wisdom Conference
yes.
in March. You'll all be giving presentations. That's on March 9th, 10th, and 11th. But what he said was that Edgar Cayce had predicted that sometime in the future, diagnostic methods of finding out what's wrong with people would be available by those from a drop of blood. And I remember that because I talked to him about it, and I told him you'd be on today. So Sidney, he's a good man. He's probably listening today. But, well, that's the first hour. The second hour from 3 to 4 p.m. Seattle time, I'll be interviewing two fascinating gentlemen. First fellow is Tony Rodriguez and Russ Kellert, both of whom were in the Secret Space program. Tony himself will be a keynote speaker at my upcoming 4th Annual Galactic Wisdom Conference. And Russ has a very interesting history. He's from England. He'll be live from England. It's late in the evening there today. But he tells me he was abducted by extraterrestrials when he was a small boy and forced to fight in an alien army. This should be an interesting show. It should be truly out of this world. For the conference itself, the March 9th, 10th, and 11th, I'm running a special that if you run before tomorrow or this weekend, you'll receive a $50 discount off the regular conference fee and pay just $147 for the three-day conference. But if you don't have any money, come on down anyway, because Friday, March 9th is a free day, and you'll be able to meet some of the world's most famous healers, psychics, and UFO people, including Michiko Hayashi, who's with me in the office today, Adam and Josh Biggleson, who do fantastic work with their blood. You know, it's too bad. I have a television program, too, and you could see that on the air. You could see that in the television show, but what the work you do. But we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Shirichiro Yoshinuchi.
Yoshinuchi.
Okay, good. Well, it's close. I'm getting better.
Yeah.
He's a famous Hado instructor from Tokyo. And what he does is that he uses Hado machines to help diagnose people and help them with any illness or physical problem and spiritual problem, too. He'll be at my conference. He'll be giving special Hado sessions on March 12th and 13th in mm-hmm. Olympia. And if you're interested in that, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793 here in the United States. We're also having a famous doctor named Dr. Cairo Roca from Bahamas. He'll be giving presentations on acupuncture, feng shui, ancient Buddhist healing techniques, homeopathy, and a host of other alternative healing methods. He's a wonderful guy, and I'm so happy he's coming to see us from the Bahamas. Dr. Angel Fernandez, also from the Dominican Republic. Dr. Angel Fernandez is a famous author. He's a diplomat. He's well known in the Caribbean and throughout Central and South America. Not as well known here in North America just because his Spanish is his main language, but he speaks fluent English, and I'm so happy he'll be coming as well. Simon Parks also will be making an appearance, giving us a presentation, as will Professor Gerald Pollack of the University of Washington, who I consider one of the world's most fascinating, and I would say, use an old 60s term, coolest water scientist in the world. Sidney Kirkpatrick of the Edgar Cayce Foundation will be here as well. He's a famous author. Judy Calley, who I consider one of America's best psychics, will be giving a presentation. Carolyn White, who I'll have on a few minutes during the next hour, is a fantastic hour reader, speaker, and author, will be there as well. Carissa Carroll, very well-known psychic here in the Seattle area. Tom Palladino, he's a fabulous scalar healer, will be there as well from Florida. Billy Woodward and his father Zora from the Hollow Earth will be there, unless he told me a couple weeks ago, unless they take him off-planet or he returns to the Hollow Earth.
Okay.
And even if he does return to the Hollow Earth or go off-planet, he promises a spaceship will bring him back to the conference. So even if you're skeptical about UFOs and you know and you don't think there's aliens, come on down just for that. He'll be speaking on Saturday, and he really did promise to bring a spacecraft in. So that would be an interesting sight for you to come down. But Robbie Holtz is a fantastic Australian Aboriginal healer. She'll be coming to the conference as well. Tony Rodriguez will be there. We'll be interviewing him in about an hour. And, of course, Josh and Adam Beagleson. And last but not least, I'll be there as well giving a presentation. I have my new book that came out a few months ago, and I'll have copies of it there. What's called Messages from the Masters, Messages from Such Great Masters is Dr. Masaru Emoto, Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, and Nostradamus. We'll also be showing the first showing of a famous Japanese film called Reading on Edgar Cayce. Now, this is significant because this is the first time any full-length film has ever been done on Edgar Cayce. And if you look it up on Google, you'll find it's true.
Cool.
His name is Tetsushiro Tori. He's a wonderful man. And that film will be shown on Saturday, March 10th. For you film buffs out there interested in Edgar Cayce, please come. That's worth it just to see that. Sidney Kirkpatrick knows quite a bit about Edgar Cayce, and he'll be giving, I'm so grateful, he'll be giving a keynote speech and another speech that Saturday afternoon as well. For more information, you can see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And I also want to thank everyone so much for their support for this program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I also have a new television program called Out of This World TV, which broadcasts three times a week on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Mondays on Channel 22 in the lower Seattle area in Olympia. It's also available on YouTube. We have about over 50 episodes right now. It's either available under my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World. I'm leaving 1 week from today. I will be broadcasting from Cusco near Machu Picchu, which is the seventh most spiritual place in the world. With me on the program will be two or three, possibly more shaman, Inca shaman. And I'll be giving their messages for humanity's future this year and how we can make this world a better place. So that'll be really good. I hope you can listen to that. Also, tomorrow, remember the old saying, the best things in life are free? Well, tomorrow there's a free event.
Yay.
And if you are in the Seattle area or Portland or even Vancouver, Canada, beautiful Vancouver, Canada, come on down for it. Starts at 10 a.m. and it goes, I think, till 4 or 5 in the afternoon,
I think
something
so.
Like that.
Yeah.
We have, I think, 30 or 35 vendors doing all kinds of things, readings. I'll be there, crystals, astrology, acupuncture, you name it, it'll be there. Plus, I will be giving a presentation. Michiko will be giving a presentation on Dr. Zmuda's work. And then we have like five or six more people. It's all free. The address is 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, just off of exit 111 on the I-5 freeway. Now the number 111 is an angelic number. And I always like to tell people that. So come on down. I think you'd have a really good time. I also want to thank everyone who supported the show, especially my good friend Marco from Finland, Jan Rossini in California for her wonderful support, Anita Curtis from beautiful Dublin, Ireland, Dorothy from Montreal, hello Dorothy, Jason in North Vancouver, Canada, Shirley in Faison in Florida, Nina in Mexico, as well as Mary, my good friends Mary and Elias Neuschwanger from Costa Rica. I also would like to thank the Crystal Voyage Spiritual Store in Tacoma and the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. And that also leads me quickly to ask everyone today to please send lots of love and light and prayers to Orion. He's been battling throat cancer now for the past year plus. I was getting a lot better, and now he wasn't doing so well a couple of weeks ago. But I know your prayers and love were really helping. He's a good man, and I know it does help. Carol lost her father recently, so I'd like to ask everyone listening today to send lots of love and light to her, or Marge, and her family. Also, I'd like to ask everyone to send lots of love and light to Masako, Hayashi's mother in Japan, who suffered a stroke last year, because that really, really does help. And finally, I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who have passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States on my cell at 509-750-9793 or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. And before we start, just for a minute, Mitchie, you're here in the studio, and it's always a treat to have you here. I'd like for you, if you could, please do a quick water prayer for the planet, please.
Oh, I didn't bring that tuning fork.
I have the tuning fork.
Okay,
so if you could do that, and then I'll bring the tuning fork. Hold on.
Okay, good. Okay, I will be giving this a Ho'oponopono words. It's we will say, water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you, and water, we love you, three times. So then before I start with this prayer, we play 528 hertz tuning fork so that our prayer will go above and then come back, and this is the frequency of love. So let me play.
And I'd like to explain quickly that Michiko has a crystal that I brought to Mount Shasta. Now, that's been infused with the Lemurian light, fifth-dimensional loving energy from the Lemurians underneath Mount Shasta. I bring them crystals there, and they infuse it, then I bring it back. So when she hits the tuning fork, this 528 hertz tuning fork, there's going to be a double whammy of love going out to over 70 countries around the world.
Oh, good. Okay, so let me play.
Great. Thank you so much, Michiko. If you could say your prayer now quickly, and then we'll go on to our interview
right
here.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry. Please
water,
say it after us.
Please forgive us.
Water, please,
water,
forgive,
please
us.
Forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water,
we love you.
Water, we're sorry.
Water,
we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for doing
that. It's raining,
I really
appreciate it. I'm sure that the rain is blessed.
Yes. Well, ladies first, Michiko, why don't you just say a couple of minutes on what you do, and then I'll bring in to Adam and Josh.
Okay. Well, thank you. And thank you, Adam and Josh. As your father did, my mentor, my boss, and I loved this Dr. Emoto, who worked for 10 years and a half as an assistant. He did. He was an alternative medical doctor, too. And treating people with using Hado vibrational machine with water, transmitting information into water to cure the people. And so by doing that, he found out that the water was carrying information and transmitting that information to everywhere, to everybody. So he wanted to prove that everything is vibrating, and that water is showing that vibration in a way that people can see. And that's how he started to take water crystal photos from the droplets of water. And he found out that when we show the positive, beautiful words to water, then the water makes beautiful crystals. Whereas when we show the negative words to water, it doesn't make any form any crystals. And that happens with the beautiful music and ugly music or destructive music, I should say. Our emotional, so it happens with our emotions. And when we are happy, then the water makes happy, beautiful crystals. And when we're not, the water does not. And whatever, however we feel, whatever the words we use, whatever we see, whatever we hear, affects our water within our body. So that's what, and I'm through Emerald Peace Project with a children's book called The Message from Water. I am distributing this book to all children all around the world for free of charge, of course, with everyone's help. And to teach them how important it is to learn about water, and the most important and most beautiful energy that we can have is love and gratitude. So that's what I'm doing.
Thank you for limiting that to 25 words.
Thank you.
I lost count.
Good job.
Thank you.
I can count up to 20 beyond that.
Right.
Yeah, I knew you was short, but I appreciate it so
much. Thank you.
Well, I want to introduce Josh and Adam have been on my show before. They do fantastic work. And if I may, I'd like to start off with a quick little story of what happened to me. Now, I always get confused because you're...
Adam.
Okay, I was going to say you're Josh.
Gray
okay,
hair is older.
Right, okay, Adam, all right. Okay, you're Adam and you're Josh. Anyway,
cool.
Josh did a blood analysis on me here. It was last year, and I had just finished going out an old storage area full of my parents' things and lots of things. And the area, unfortunately, had been broken into by burglars. And so I was happy to get it all done and cleaned out and everything. And I came back after a long drive, and I saw Josh. And he did a blood analysis. And in the analysis, there were several things. The experience of cleaning out that old storage area triggered a lot of childhood memories, including... I'm trying to remember everything there. There was throat congestion, so you saw like a picture of a lungs in the blood that was congested like a blob because I had a bad cold and cough. And then you also, I'd been lifting many things, and so there was a picture of my back in the blood, but it was bent. And that was because I was picking up lots of stuff, and I was lifting all stuff all the time, and I needed to stand up straighter. There was also there was a big blob from an emotional trauma in a childhood, but she was surprisingly accurate. And when your father started his work, he wanted to work, I'm trying to remember this story. Dr. Emoto wanted to start using blood. He wanted to start using blood as well and then transferred to water, or did your father, Josh, start using started to try to use water and then switch to blood? I mean, it was a very similar kind of research.
Yeah, my father started with blood. And when he met Dr. Emoto, they talked about it, and he had mentioned that Dr. Emoto had tried to do it with the blood initially.
Okay.
Because Dr. Emoto learned that there were some other people who were studying through blood. Mm-hmm. So it's liquid, it's water also. So he wanted to test with water, blood too. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, but with that lead in, go ahead, gentlemen. And I think you're Josh and you're Adam. Good, I got it right. Okay, right. I'll put a little piece of paper with your names on it so I don't forget. But go ahead, Adam, if you'd like to start.
Yeah, it is neat. It's, Dr. Emoto, we didn't realize he was trying to do that with the blood, because what he was really trying to do was show how emotions are affecting us. Correct.
Right.
So it was neat when he found out about our father's work. The nice thing about Dr. Emoto's work is it's so easily accessible. To be able to teach it to children, and children get it, which is awesome. And they are the future, so that's where things need to change.
Right.
It is really neat. For us, we talk about the fact that you can feel anger radiating off someone without having to talk to them. You can just sit next to them and feel that.
Sure.
So the vibrations are very powerful, and as water is the best conductor vibration there is, and we are made up of mostly...
water.
Right. So that's where Dr. Emoto was trying to send people in to get that idea. So the neat thing is we see it in the blood. We see it really easily. As Ted saw, he had a little emotional, a few emotional moments as he was going through his storage. And then Josh saw some of those things in the blood.
Right.
Now, the thing is, we are definitely emotional beings. And Amishiko, I think you mentioned in one of your lectures how many tens of thousands of negative thoughts we have.
Yeah, I learned that in 24 hours a day, almost everyone come up with the thoughts like 50 to 70,000 times a day.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And 80% is usually negative or nothing important.
Yeah.
only 20% is positive. So, you know, when we think about it.
We need to focus. We need to really practice
exactly
joy. This is something, people, you need to really put some effort into. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just happen automatically. Mm-hmm. Life is, you know, the world is in an interesting spot right now, and we can see negativity everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But you really need to spend some time looking for the positive. And talking about that, as words are power, as Dr. Mm-hmm. Moto told us, you know, we have negative thoughts. Josh and I are working very hard on walking the walk, as we've talked the talk. We're all human.
You're right.
And we're allowed to be angry at different times.
Sure.
But to stop and remove yourself from the emotion and identify that you have it at the moment.
Exactly.
And it's interesting. I'm really trying, you know, someone cuts me off as I'm driving, and the first thing is like, I want to yell. And at this point, I've gotten to a point where I don't yell, and I think, you know, a negative feeling, but then I say something positive. And I can see a point where, as time goes on in training, we can not think that negative.
Exactly. That's a habit we have.
Yes.
Since we're small, people were raised, and sometimes, a lot of times, I mean, we were just told by all adults or some other people not to do this and do this, like ordering way. And we get, as a childhood, I mean, as a little child, we don't know how to express how we are feeling, but we were, a lot of times, we are hurt, we're sad by the way that we were told to do, not to do.
Right.
But when we know it, it's a habit. So if it's a habit, we can change the habit when we learn that.
Yeah. Yes.
I know.
Exactly.
That's a big thing Josh and I have really been talking about. I think what we've done is we've kind of whittled things down to three things that are important. We see structure in the body is important. Mm-hmm. You get your car aligned once a year, and people don't align the body.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put all the good gas in your car you want, but if it's out of alignment, it's going to keep driving off center.
Mm.
So that's important.
Yeah.
Another thing is joy. Every day, 10 minutes, it doesn't matter what it is. And I feel like I'm repeating myself because we've said this before in the show, but people need to hear it.
That's true.
Anything that you get joy out of, read a book, take a walk, it's meditate. I can play my guitar.
Turn off the television.
Turn off the television. I just posted something on our website about watching the birds in your backyard and how great that is for mental health.
Yeah.
Trying to laugh by yourself, you know? I mean, really, really, I mean, higher up your vibration, you know?
Yes.
Pet your cat. Pet your dog.
Yes. It's really the little
things. It's different
for
everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is the little things. Life is going to keep happening to us, but we need to do what we need to do to keep ourselves in a good, good spot.
One of the things, as you know, I've talked about this before on the show, is the planet itself is reaching higher and higher vibrations. For tens of thousands of years, we were at 7.8 hertz, what's called the Schumann resonance, up until September of 2016, when it almost doubled. And since that time, it's gone up to somewhere above 200 hertz.
Wow.
That's what I've been told now. And what that means is that we're getting closer and closer to the fourth dimension, then we will quickly go into the fifth dimension. What's life going to be like in the fifth dimension? Well, it'll be a much of a higher vibrational state. It'll still have physicality like we do here in the third dimension. But the colors, for example, a red flower, a red rose, will even seem more vibrant than it is now. The sky, which is blue, will seem even bluer. Trees, which are green, will seem even greener. So it'll be a different kind of physicality. And with that as well, time, eventually, I don't think it'll go completely away, but it won't be as important as it is now. We are losing time every year. And both of your work, all three of you here today, Adam, Josh, Michiko, you're all doing work to raise consciousness and to let people know that their words are important. But go ahead.
Well, it's interesting.
Sorry, to piggyback on that. Weston Price did a study on the longest living civilizations, and they all had a few things in common, and one of them was that none of them had any concept of time. Mm-hmm. So they were totally present in the moment.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I did some work on Native American reservations back in 1977 for the Supreme Court of Washington as an intern. I studied them. And when I made appointments with people, tribal elders, to meet them to talk about their court system, it's very interesting. They were on Indian time, which means if I made an appointment for 2 p.m. on a Wednesday, they may or may not be there because time is not as important.
Neat.
And I kind of learned to flow with it after a while.
That's
and we'd always manage to get together, but there was a different concept of time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in different cultures too. It's interesting.
Different culture.
I read a study once on just people that live the longest, to be people that live to be over 100 years old.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they said. They live in the moment, not the past,
right.
not the future.
Right.
They're right there. There was a great video. I think the woman was 102, mm-hmm. and she was just playing her piano and smiling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what she does. You know, I think that there's going to be a lot of symbiosis in this fifth dimension experience too.
Mm-hmm. There needs to be.
It's really, you know, us working with each other and the planet and all of this. It's a big deal.
And the most important thing is to live in service for other people, not just yourself, for service for others.
That's the major shift happening now from a service to self planet to a service to others planet.
Mm-hmm.
Very
yeah.
different kind of planet. And my good friend, Professor Albert Einstein, has come in today, and he'd like to give you all a quick message saying that the universe is deterministic, and he said this many times when he was alive and after he passed on too, that God doesn't play with dice. Things there are synchronicities. Also, things happen for a reason.
Yes.
Even bad things that you perceive as bad at the time, those are meant to wake you up and point you sometimes in a different direction.
Oh, yes.
And you often don't realize it until many months or years later, saying, hey, if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't be doing this now,
right.
kind of thing.
Right. There was one video someone had shown me at one point where the woman had a near-death experience.
Mm-hmm.
And as she was drowning and accepting it, she said she saw her life pass before her eyes, but not like you would think in the movies.
Right.
What she saw was every negative, horrible moment in her life and the chain reaction down the line of how it turned into something beautiful.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So she said there was nothing in her life that was negative, even though she had perceived it to be.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it really is interesting. You know, Josh and I, as we lecture, we talk about the combative experience. You know, with us in health, there's Pasteur, who talks about the germs and you need to guard against germs. And then there's Bechamp, who talks about the terrain and balance.
Mm-hmm.
And things need to be balanced. And we really talk about not fighting with anyone or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting as you talk about, you know, some of these things. Josh and I talk about germs a lot. And germs for us are something that were put here for a reason, and they help us. So Josh, if you want to pipe in a little bit about the germ experience.
We're basically made up of trillions of germs.
Exactly.
And they've come together to create this wonderful symphony in our body.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens with Bechamp is he talks about the body's terrain, and a nice healthy terrain, it flows like a nice flowing river, everything is well oxygenated, and you're really healthy. As we get a stagnation in the blood, you know, we get a block in the system, whether it's from a birth trauma, dental trauma, surgery, and emotional trauma, we get a stagnation.
Mm-hmm.
And in that stagnation, the garbage starts to grow.
Uh-huh.
So just like when you go to the lake and you go to the dam, there's all the garbage at the dam line.
Right.
So what pleomorphism states is this wonderful concept that's been around for a long time, invented by Antoine Bechamp, is that as we get the stagnation, we've got these little somatids in our blood. It's like our life force. And they exist in all living things, they're in animals, humans, minerals, and plants. As there's a stagnation, the garbage grows, they morph into bacteria and viruses.
Mm-hmm.
So we're creating the bacteria and the viruses in our own body. We're not being invaded by the bacteria. I also believe they're there to help us.
Okay.
And this has actually been proven from Bechamp all the way to Gaston Naissans. And we view the bacteria and the viruses as our bodies, it's almost like our vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
The garbage comes, the bacteria comes, and cleans up the garbage. And as we get healthy, they go away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the bacteria will actually then morph back into a healthy little somatid. So it's this beautiful, beautiful symphony. And as I've been working pretty heavily and seeing a lot of what's going on with the alternative community here, it's harkened me back to Dr. Emoto's work. And the words are power. So I've been I've seen a lot of practitioners where they're giving you herbs and they're calling them antibacterials.
Oh.
Okay, so anti means against.
Against.
Right.
We shouldn't call it anti.
Nature does nothing in vain.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think just by them calling, here's your herb, it's an antibacterial, is taking power away from the herb itself.
That's bad.
And then we're ingesting it.
Yeah.
So it's really, we're talking about a paradigm shift, but we're not. There's already been a paradigm shift in support of the germ theory, as opposed to, no, germs are there to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, 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 really important.
And you know who really gets it, too, which is interesting? Farmers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like gardening.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the soil, you know, and parasites that come in for certain reasons to attack certain things, invasive things that shouldn't be there, and then they go away when things are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Our body is our garden.
Exactly.
And we need to be kind to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be kind to everyone. You know, if these things in our body can change because of vibration, and Dr. Emoto and Mishiko were talking about vibration and how important that is in general, we need to really be happy and practice. Then your endobionts inside are going to be happy.
You know, this is really important. Dr. Emoto always said, it's just the difference of the size, and it's always the same. What is happening in the world of bacteria is happening within our body, and what is happening within our body is happening in the on this earth.
Yes,
absolutely.
And whatever, so that's why we have to take a look at what is happening to the world of bacteria. We shouldn't be saying anti-bacteria, because
right.
they're right. always negative and positive, and they are in balance, good balance.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes,
yeah.
And you know, we don't want to kill bacteria.
No,
you know, we hear that a lot of times too. It's all this, it seems like a little thing, but it's really a big deal. It's, as above, so below.
Exactly.
Yes.
That is so important.
I think those words like kill, for example,
yeah.
are leftovers from all the wars we had here on the planet in the 20th century.
Yes.
You know, you look at the last century, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, Gulf War I, Gulf War II. There was a plethora of all these different conflicts, and that verbiage, I think, has come into the language.
And another thing is just the human beings are thinking that we are controlling the world. We are conquering the world, the earth. But we're not,
right.
You know. And when I just saw the news about several days ago that we had bird viruses somewhere in Japan, maybe, they killed tens of thousands of birds. And I was saying, I mean, would you kill human beings because we are getting all the flus, you know?
Right.
We would not do that. We shouldn't be doing that. We should be respecting. We should be living in harmony. Yeah. If we're in our harmony, that will go away, and then we will be fine in balance again.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's, you know,
and the birds, unfortunately, are passing away because of the environment we've created for them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the flu is an interesting one because it's a natural thing that happens as seasons change,
mm-hmm.
you know. So some animals hibernate and mm-hmm. lose their skin and change colors. And for us to think we're not affected by seasonal changes is a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
So when that happens, the thing is, if we're balanced, we're not as affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
So things like swine flu, you know, the people that died from that more likely had a lot of other things going on. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as the fear happens with these flus, how many more
exactly.
thousands of people die mm-hmm. from, you know, I mean, malaria, they're dying every
day. 3,000 people a day still die from malaria, mm-hmm. but we don't hear about that.
But 5 people died from a flu, and there's panic and fear.
And they just focus on flu.
Right,
yep.
right.
So we generally try to preach 3 certain things. One is the structure of the body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to add a little more to that because there's a connection with Edgar Cayce mm-hmm. on
yes,
that.
Yes.
My father was initially an eye surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a big paradigm shift, moved out west, and he actually started working at the ARE clinic in Arizona. So he worked at the Edgar Cayce clinic.
Uh-huh.
And what he started doing was going over all of Edgar Cayce's medical readings. And he noticed at the end of almost every single one of them, he was recommending osteopathic or body work.
Yeah.
Mm.
So Dad started really incorporating body work into what he did. And then his results
Wonderful.
Just skyrocketed. There's different pieces of the puzzle people have out there.
Mm-hmm.
The only
right.
thing that is mandatory is the body has to be aligned.
Right,
otherwise,
right.
the car is not going to drive straight.
No,
yeah.
no.
And we have to thank Edgar Cayce for that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's really neat. Between that, some joy,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that your germs, we have T-shirts that say germs are us.
Good.
We are,
we are
germs.
To you.
Yeah.
We are to this whole planet. We are, you know.
Yes.
We're nothing any larger or bigger than the germs.
Right. Well, and here's an interesting one. Just as we were talking about global things in general, one of the things our dad talked about at one point was he thought that cancer was actually the earth rejecting us,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was kind
mm-hmm.
of interesting.
I think so.
Well, you know, I have to tell you a little bit of historical background about cancer. Cancer was not that hurt. It was virtually unheard of. There was some, but after World War II, after we exploded those bombs and started polluting the planet with radiation, that's when the cancer really started taking off.
Yeah.
And and actually, if you look at the history of the technology, of nuclear technology, it was given to us by a tyrannical species called the reptilians, who wanted us to blow ourselves up after they've taken all the resources off.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, and outside of this planet, on other benevolent advanced human civilizations, Nuclear energy, nuclear power, nuclear bombs are completely illegal, not used. So,
we'd like to look a little more into some statistics, you know, between different areas and things like that. I think it's only been in the past decade or so that we've started to really hear a lot about pets getting cancer.
Yeah, we used to never hear about pets getting
cancer.
And now it's really rampant. And, you know, there's different theories and as far as they're just picking up on the energy of their owners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, too. They, and also, until probably 30 years ago, we really didn't give pet food, processed food.
Yeah.
We would give the same kind of food to them, or they would go hunt.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Right. They would eat something natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And I think it has a lot to do with the food they may have.
The quality
of the food.
And
also the how they live these days. Right. Pets are living within the house, being taken care of. Mm-hmm. And wearing probably clothes in winter.
Right. Not in their natural environment.
No.
Yep.
So, I mean, pets are not human beings. They're not too happy wearing those, walking in.
Probably not.
Right.
Who knows?
They probably are. They're happy walking in the snow, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
Well, ever since I was able to get my cat Fluffy his driver's license, he drives now. You should see him. He's got long stilts, and he's happy to get out.
Probably drives better than most people these
days. Probably. Very intelligent.
Him and Toonses, with Toonses, the driving cat?
Yeah. So it's possible.
Yeah, a lot less accidents.
It's really interesting to know why pets are getting more and more cancer, because I hear that too.
They're highly empathetic.
Yes.
I mean, I think anybody who has a pet understands that the pet gets them more than most people do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really tapping into our energy. But you bring up a good point. It's just the environment. We're taking them out of their natural environment.
We never had any pet clinics. But now we have pet clinics and medicine.
Yeah.
And pills and all that.
And everything is the same. It's an antifungal or an antiparasitical they're giving them, and it's not supporting the system.
As a psychic, what pets will often do, they love you so much, they will empathically take on your illness, and they will get sick so that you're not as sick.
Yeah.
So that's what happens, too.
Yeah. We've got a veterinarian we're connecting with in Florida area, and one of her missions right now is to educate veterinarians more holistically.
Oh, that's good.
Which is neat, you know, and Josh is, we've looked at some blood from a few different animals, and the animals are great because they don't whine about much.
No.
right.
And they understand.
That's why I feel bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, much easier to deal with.
Yeah, it is interesting. I really think that's true, that they're taking on our vibration. And if you know, for people that have these illnesses and they have the support animals that end up getting sick, you know, those people probably would not be as sick if the animal wasn't helping and taking
that.
Yeah. But it's an interesting thing, you know. Animals are a lot of times unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
They are.
That's what they are.
That's what we should be.
I was wondering, let's say, Adam and Josh, you have a client who's depressed, and you've seen that in the blood. You've seen maybe blobs or emotional trauma. And since Michiko, Dr. Emoto found that love and gratitude are the most powerful forces as far as all the water crystals he found, and love is the most powerful force in the universe, if you had your client, Josh and Adam, write love and gratitude all over their body or drink water, which vibrationally has been put up to a very high level, and that's what you, Michiko, and Shirichiro.
Yoshi
does that. He does that with the Hado machines, and they'll be doing that in March for those who'd like to see that.
It's not only the word love and gratitude, but we find out what the root cause of the disease that the patient is having, and then we transmit the information to cancel that information.
So can we
to make it in balance?
Can we do this with you and look at the blood before and afterwards?
Sure.
Cool. We would love to do that.
Sure.
And Ted, you know, we've seen, to answer your question, very powerful. We can see things, definitely. There was one client Josh was working with, and the appointment was done, started talking about healthcare in the United States. She got really angry about the whole experience. Josh looked at her blood again and saw this really angry red thing in her blood.
Oh, no.
But the on the opposite side, you know, you could have someone just think about a loved one for a little bit.
Sure.
You know, and we used to write on our remedies love and gratitude and all that stuff too. Or even just a 30-second hug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To hug someone for 30 seconds, I'm sure we will see something different.
You know, you know what? There's a wonderful Qigong practitioner and healer in San Francisco named Dr. Effie Chang. And Chow. And if Effie's listening, hi, Effie, how are you today? She's a wonderful person. But she told Michiko and I last year in Montreal or the year before that you have to at least get 8 heart hugs every day.
Interesting.
Heart hugs.
And if you don't get it, you actually get depressed. You know, heart to heart hugs.
Well, and you know what? Here's another one too. You know, as Josh and I were single, and Seattle is an interesting place as we're learning new as far as socially. Mm-hmm. To get up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, say, "I love you," and hug yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's. Wow. I mean, someone mentioned it to me once, and I tried it, and it was bizarre that like I started to tear up. I'm thinking about when was the last time I got a good hug?
Uh-huh,
you know, and
uh-huh.
and for those of you that do half-assed hugs, not cool.
a real hug.
Yeah. But to hug yourself is mm-hmm. really a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure as Josh and I are now getting a chance to do more experimenting with the blood, mm-hmm. We have time to do some of that.
Right.
You know, so we should be looking at blood. And
it would be nice for you to link up with the Moto office actually in Tokyo.
Yes.
You know, there.
That. I mean, we should be doing that. Yeah.
We would
doing
love
many,
to do,
many different kinds of experiments.
We would love
you know?
To do a lot of stuff
yeah.
with you. We know that you're very busy and you run around the whole world.
Well,
so
we
happy.
Do have a lab staff, you know.
Yeah. You have, cool. you have an excellent lab person there.
I do.
Yeah,
well,
she's a good
I do,
lady.
Cool. I have a really nice, good lab friend. I mean,
dedicated.
So. Yeah. We would love to do that. And, you know, the thing is, Dr. Emoto has so many fans around the world. And with our dad, I hate to use the word infamous, but he's known, you know. But to keep spreading both of these words in a really connected manner,
yeah.
I think is just gold. You know,
it's...
when we mentioned we were speaking with you and doing the one presentation, you know, there were people calling Crystal Voyage from the other side of the world asking about videos of mm-hmm. these things. It's important that people really understand these messages
yeah,
and how it simply connects to them and what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I think
absolutely.
It's very empowering.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cool. So we want to try the water and look at some blood.
Let's do that.
Definitely. And we've never looked at your blood, so we'd be happy to do that.
Okay. Well, good.
If you're interested.
Oh, and we know you run around the world a lot, and you're always
maybe
teaching.
Maybe in March when we have more time,
yes.
you know, we can do that.
When my father sat with Dr. Emoto, I guess 2004, 2005, mm-hmm. and we looked at his blood, he says, "You run around the world too much.
Yeah.
you need to take a break, so we might tell you the same thing."
Uh-huh. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's the only thing Dad would ever write on a prescription pad if he had one was vacation.
Well, Dr. Emoto was always traveling.
Yep.
I mean, even busier than I was. I mean, of course, you know, he was such a well-known person, and so everybody wanted him to talk, give a talk.
Right.
That's why we all need help getting the message out there.
Uh-huh.
Well,
that's
and traveling
right.
is traveling is tough, but what you could see, you know, as you travel and he mm-hmm. was traveling, when you get to be in the spot where you're sharing this,
mm-hmm.
There's a great amount of joy there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as much as traveling takes out of a person, you could see with Dr. Emoto, he really was... No one was pushing him around the world to do what he did.
No.
But he did it because he wanted to do, because he knew how important, how much it meant to be with the person, in person, with the audience, in the sharing the same air. You
nice.
Know?
Yep.
Neat. So that's why he wanted to do. And I feel the same way, too.
Yes,
so,
yes,
know.
Yes, yes. Us, too. That's we're mm-hmm. happy to travel and lecture.
Exactly.
Josh and I are easy. We lectured at the Pancake House twice already.
All right.
And then the jungles of Mexico
like
and in London. So we'd lecture anywhere, and we ended up at the Pancake House. And we packed it.
Well, packed the pancake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
But we're really thrilled to gain momentum with you and help
uh-huh.
spread, you know,
sure.
what's going on with Dr. Emoto's work. You know, the thing is, there's a line from a song that something about, as I am dead, you can't kill the words I've said. And Emoto, Dr. Emoto lives on.
He does.
He definitely lives
he
on.
He does.
Yeah. Well, I, as a psychic, I talk to him a lot. So he's here all the time. He says, wait, so he'd be happy to talk to anybody. Actually,
cool.
you know,
cool.
he really
he's
is
everywhere.
Open.
Yeah,
he's
tell
open.
Him we said hello and thank you. For
yeah,
all that
he
done.
Is. He's very appreciative of it. Uh-huh. He's responsible for, and there's other angels around here too, but they always, he's partially responsible for the light getting much brighter here in the studio.
Nice.
I've told the management here at KKNW that they ought to just hire angels here to be all here all the time, and they could save on their light bills.
Save
they wouldn't need to pay the electricity.
Definitely.
They just would have some nice angelic light coming every.
Can we put it in a box and somehow sell it? Angel light.
Angel light.
Now people will have a chance to meet you in person when you come to my conference in March, and that's March 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Yes.
And it's a healing. You know what? I didn't exactly plan it this way, but I wanted to help people heal spiritually and physically as well. In the back, subconsciously, I think, because I have a lot of healers there.
Nice.
And then, of course, Michiko, this is very, very, very special, too, because Seiichiro
Yoshi,
thank you, is coming all the way from Japan, and he's the world's most famous Hado instructor, and he'll be doing diagnostic sessions for people while he's here. Now, normally you have to go to Tokyo to get this kind of work, but he'll be here for just 2 days on March 13th and 12th, and if you're interested, just send me an email.
I thought he was going to be here on...
Oh, he is. Oh, the earlier, but he'll be part of the conference, too.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And of course, then Hiro will be here, too.
Hiro is flying in here on the 11th.
Excellent.
To be with us for this Hado session on the 12th and 13th.
Great.
And then on the 14th, we all will be flying to San Diego to give our presentations and demonstrations. So,
nice.
But so Dr. Moto's son will be here. Yoshi will be here. I will be here. All three of us will be here. So it'll be really good to have everyone and
great.
You,
awesome.
Adam and Josh. You know?
We feel like this is law of attraction in action.
I think so. And I know so.
Yes.
One person I want you to meet, and you'll meet him there, is Dr. Cairo Rocha.
Yes.
He's a wonderful man. He's been at the conferences in Montreal and the Conference of Peace and Light in the Dominican Republic, and I really like him.
We got to talk to him last time on your show, and it was great.
Yeah.
And you
it was right on.
Good man, yeah.
He lived in Japan for, I think, several years, long time ago, so he still remembers Japanese, so sometimes we speak in Japanese. And also he met Dr. Moto in person many, many years ago, too, so we all have something in common. And everywhere we go, we just bump into the it's just a small world, you know?
It is.
Yeah, we really look forward to meeting him in person.
Great.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful person. He's one of my favorite people, too, so you're going to like him.
And then there's a synergy as well. Tom Palladino is a world-famous scalar healer.
Mm.
He'll take someone's picture similar to Hado.
He will be here in person?
In person.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And we will also be sharing a booth with him in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo next month on February 9, 10, and 11, and that'll be booth number 134. So you are in the L.A. area. Please come down.
Oh, good.
And Michiko will be giving presentations at a workshop. I'll be giving a presentation there as well, and we'll have my copies of my book as well. Tom's work's interesting. It's similar to Hado. He'll take someone's photograph. You guys will be. I'm going to listen intently when you guys talk, because I think you're doing a much the same work. But he'll identify. Let's say somebody has a virus, for example. Well, his machine will disassemble the virus.
Yeah, with the photos, we use the Hado vibrational machine, so it can scan or detect what kind of a problem you have.
Right.
Because the picture itself has all the information it needs about
exactly.
the person.
Nice.
Exactly.
So we can detect what kind of the problem that he or she's having.
Right, right.
That's what he's doing.
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
Cool.
And then, of course, we've got Sidney Kirkpatrick of the Sidney Edgar Cayce Foundation, and Edgar Cayce was a famous healer. And Sidney said if you just go to the ARE, Association for Research and Enlightenment in Virginia Beach, Virginia, you will find like tens of thousands of patients, pages on what Mr. Cayce did for various illnesses for his for his clients.
I remember being there when I was 6 or 7 with Dad.
Really?
He took the family and
amazing.
We went. I still have a meditation tape from the Edgar Cayce Clinic. I just transferred it to my computer.
That's amazing.
When I was 7 years old. Yep.
Well, Sidney is a famous author. He'll be there as well. He's got a wealth of information.
Awesome.
So if you are interested in the health field, in spiritual advancement, in treating, in learning how to either cure yourself or cure others, or help people out, make them feel better, come to our conference. And the first day is free. You don't have to pay anything even.
Nice.
We do have expenses. We got the expenses for the hall itself, and then a couple of flight tickets coming in and hotels and meals. So that's why we're charging.
Important.
But it's yeah, it's a nonprofit. But and also too, I want to tell people if you'd like to help out with the conference, like putting up flyers, or help me with logistics, send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or just call me at 509-750-9793 or toll free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. And I'm not shy or bashful to say this. I would love some help.
Yeah.
Some logistical
but
help.
Ted, maybe you may want to tell everyone that you will be gone for a while.
I'll be gone for about 2 weeks in Peru. But you can still get a hold of me. We can still, we'll have internet access.
Okay. Yeah. So the phone call would not probably work while you're in.
It works.
It does?
It does work.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It does go
That's
through.
That's wonderful.
We're a worldwide system now. So, but it's probably easier by. But we can communicate by email, but I do need help in spreading the word out there. And but tomorrow's conference is absolutely free, so I hope you can all come.
Well, we've got
about 5 minutes, okay. 4.5 minutes left. I wanted to let you know that so you could wrap up your beautiful interview today.
Cool, yes, because I was going to say, unfortunately, we won't be there tomorrow because we have a free talk.
You've got
that
your
we're
own
as well.
presentation. Yeah. Yeah, I invited you down.
Yes.
That's all right.
Yes, but as time goes on, our calendars will line up wonderfully so we can do everything. Josh and I are speaking tomorrow at Vitamin Life in Redmond.
Okay.
From 12 until 2. It's a free lecture there as well. Mm-hmm. And there's something else I want to talk to people about real quick that Josh and I just started doing. We just did our first workshop. We got another one coming up the 27th, I think.
7th.
We did a workshop with body workers, practitioners, and this was really cool. What happened was we lectured for a short period of time to introduce people to our work, and then we had body workers get in pairs to work on each other. What we did, though, was we looked at blood from each of the partners. We did not show that to them. So body workers got together, worked on each other, evaluated their partner, and then did the work. Then we looked at blood again. And after that, we showed it to the partners. So we said, okay, here was the issue, and validated whether or not that practitioner figured out what the issue was. Mm-hmm. And then we showed them what their work did as far as getting to that issue. So it was really neat and validating for the body workers to think, okay, this is what I thought was going on. The blood said, yep, that's exactly what was going on. And then showing them, yeah, they really did affect the blood with some body work.
It's really good validation for them, and it's showing them if they're getting to the root cause or if they're if they're hearing all the noise and missing the root cause. That's a lot of fun. Only two spots left for that one. We did just add on February 2nd at 7 p.m. we're going to be lecturing at the Seattle Sound Temple.
Okay.
Yes.
Which is going to be a blast. And I believe on the 9th or the 10th there we're doing a workshop as well. We'll be doing blood before and after sound baths.
Oh,
you know, lots of fun.
We've got just a couple of minutes left, but that sounds fantastic.
Yep.
Thank you,
you can
guys.
Find out about it on our Facebook page or our website, thebigglesonmethod.com.
Okay, wonderful. And Mitchie, would you like 60 seconds to wrap up your interview?
I'm just looking forward to meeting with many, many people tomorrow at the Cosmic Awareness Fair. I will be there between 10 o'clock and 5 o'clock. And give you my presentation and the message from water. People will be just seeing many different water crystals, and I'm sure that it's convincing to people. And then in March, Galactic Wisdom Conference. So this is going to be a very wonderful event too. So.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I'd like to go ahead and wrap up our wonderful interview I've had with you guys today with the water song. The Japanese version.
Okay.
Like to play that now, Eric, if we could, and then I'll come back on air.
Nothing to you.